Network. I'm your host. Today is Saturday. Listen. It's Sunshine Saturday. It is Turning Up Saturday. Horny. If y'all missed the show earlier today, the interview with Maddie Revere, y'all really missed a good one. But horny, let me get on down with it. I have a special musical showcase on today and a musical salute to the artist, Naboo and Kirstita today. Now listen, it's going to be jammy hot on today. It is May the 7th, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey, and I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in the UK and Germany, East and West Africa, Kenya and Nigeria. Do have some members in India. My honorary member, Karan Patwardi. Now, listen, y'all. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Please do check out GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. We do have two rums. One is infused with vanilla, one infused with coconut. We have silver and gold, and it will delight and tickle your tongue, horny. I promise. Listen. Y'all in the back row? No, this is not choir rehearsal. Yes. I'm going to play the song, Morning Glory, but this is not, listen, y'all. They done got stuff around here mixed up. They think today is rehearsal, choir practice rehearsal. That's what they think. See, listen, the artist missing a day. Her song, Morning Glory, got them so stirred up the other day. Holy y'all, they was in a shut-in up in the engineer booth. They was in here praying and crying out to God. You know what I'm saying? I am telling you, it really something. So listen, we are all a little stirred up on today, but we got a special musical salute and medical showcase for you. It is really, really good. Now listen, the artist Naboo is just phenomenal. I got some music I'm going to play. Let me tell you a little bit about their backstory. Originally, they were trained as an analytical scientist. Can y'all imagine that? Go figure that. See, they should have been around when I was in grade school doing all them science projects. I shared that with y'all before. Doing them science projects. See, listen, if I had known about the group Naboo when I was growing up, I would have just did this when it came, time for the science project. Y'all remember them science projects? Every child had to do them science project. I would have just came in with my record and my CD. I would have said, look, Judge, here's my science project. Here it is right here. Everything you need to know about the universe and the earth is in the CD and this record. So listen, y'all sat down at your tables. I said that to the judge. Now, I was a very outspoken, child, very outspoken in school. And all like that, I would just gave them the CD, told the judge, listen, y'all go listen to the record, and that is my science project. Y'all don't believe I was outspoken? Yeah. And I went to a Catholic school. Now, I'm going to play the song coming up next. I went to a Catholic school. I'm going to tell y'all how outspoken I was. Listen now. I went to school, Catholic school, right? Catholic people don't know nothing about no Pentecostal stuff. Do you hear what I'm saying? They don't know nothing about, they don't believe Jesus like us Pentecostal people, Jesus. Now, listen. I remember distinctly when I was in the fifth grade, when you're going in grade school, you got to go through the catechism. It don't matter what religion you are. You got to do this because you're in Catholic school. You got to learn the catechism. You got to go to mass. You got to do repentance. All of this stuff. You got to go to mass. You got to go before Father in the little booth. All this here. I told the teacher, I told the nun, I said, wait a minute. When we was in class, fifth grade, y'all, fifth grade. And she was telling me all about the Catholic way. I said, hold on a minute. I said, let me tell you something. Now, this is what I actually told the teacher. I said, listen, my Bible It's the King James Bible. You know, Catholics did not read the King James Bible. They had their own little Bible. I read the King James Bible. What you talking about this Catholic? What you talking about this Catholic stuff? I said, you got to repent and receive Jesus. Now, the teacher was a nun, the Catholic nun. That lady stopped, this guardian too, that lady stopped teaching class for a minute, and she just looked at me. Listen, her name was Sister Joanne. She was the principal, and she taught religion in that class for fifth grade. She was the principal, and she taught religion. And I don't remember what else I said. I remember telling her she had to repent and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. All she did was stop teaching, and she just looked at me. For a nanosecond, she couldn't say anything. She was just stupefied for 1 second. And she looked at this child, telling her that I read King James Bible. I remember saying, I read King James Bible. And she was getting us ready. We was going to go to Mass and go to confession, right? And I said, well, you know, I was telling her about the priest. I said, no. It don't go like that. That's what I'm telling you. It don't go like that. We repent to the good Lord. We don't repent to no priest. And she just was looking at me. This guy, him too. A true story. I am not lying. A true story. And one of my classmates today, got in a conversation with him. He said, yeah, I remember you. We're talking to him on Facebook. You know, Facebook connects you to some of your old schoolmates. And he said, yeah, I remember you. You was the one that did all that talking in class. I said, oh, Lord, today. So listen. So I said, I'll let you say this for the group, Nebu, N-E-E-B-U. Y'all should have been around when I was going to school. Y'all would have saved me a lot of trouble. I got a lot of trouble going to school, a lot of trouble. Same thing in high school. I got a lot of trouble. Went to a Catholic all-girls school. Got a lot of trouble for telling them nuns the truth about God and they Catholic stuff. So anyway, let me get on to the song. I remember washing them windows. Y'all look. When I was a sophomore, it was my sophomore year, I got into it with one of them nuns, and she told me, listen, you on detention, you're going to wash these windows. Now, at Madonna, I went to Madonna High School. Them was the biggest windows I ever seen in my life, them big old windows. And I remember on Saturdays I had to come and wash all them windows. So, look, long story short, what it taught me, whatever I had to say to them nuns, don't say it to their face. Just wait till I get outside with my schoolmates and tell them all about it. Because I ain't want to wash no more windows. I said, no, I ain't wash no more windows. I don't know what they do with these kids today, but honey, it taught me, let's keep your mouth closed. Don't say it to them. Just go ahead on about your business. And, you know, say it to your schoolmates. So listen, the first song is coming up by Nebu, N-E-E-B-U. Y'all take a listen to this. It is horrible. We'll be right back. that's hot, hot, hot. I love that. You know, to me, it's like a little house music mixed in with a little techno. I love it. So the name of that song is Alucard, A-L-U-C-A-R-D. Once again, it's A-L-U-C-A-R-D. And the name of the band is Nebu, N-E-E-B-U. Let me tell you a little bit more about this particular band. They are inspired by nature and worldly observations. Nebu's creativity as an artist is motivated by his desire to create genuine, authentic human connections with people through music in a way that written words or spoken languages cannot do. I love that. I love that. I love that. And so listen, their logo is the owl. His visual logo is an owl, which is symbolic of his personal relationship with his father who helped Nebu's affinity with music. And so I like that. I like what he's saying. You know, his music, what he does is observe nature. If y'all, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something real quick. And I'm going to play the next song, my personal favorite, which is Boss, I like to say Boss Bay, but it's Boss Battle. Listen, y'all. For a quick 5-minute or 10-minute peace session. But you do. Now, listen, y'all, that's having a lot, all this stress and stuff. You know, the whole world is stressed out. So, listen, we all stressed out. I see all the posts on Facebook all the time. You know, I say, oh, Lord, help us all. So, listen. For you to take a 5-minute, I'm advising you to take a 5 or 10-minute break with nature. The best way to center yourself and focus yourself back with peace is nature. Did y'all not know that? Go outside, you know, find a nice tree, a nice park, and just center yourself with nature. It works, it works, it works, it works. Nature, 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 nature. And if you don't have the time to go to a park or something like that, meditation, my dear friends, meditation, meditation. Breathe in, breathe out. You know, breathe in and breathe out. Yes, really. So really, to get rid of stress, believe yourself, whatever stresses you are feeling in your day. You know, go out in nature. Take a walk. Take a nice 5 or 10 minute brisk walk. It will really, 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 really help you. It will get rid of it. You know what I mean? Or do meditation. Better yet, start your day with meditation. Start your day with meditation. Read a scripture. It will help you get through your day. Yes, yes, yes. Don't let all that stuff pile up. Don't let all that stress pile up on you, honey. I'm just, listen, y'all go ahead back there and say, going in the booth, you know, going to the silent booth. Y'all know where it's at. So I won't hear y'all. I hear y'all back there humming. So go on back there and sing, you know, the morning glory. So, yes, it's coming up. See, I'm getting ready to play Morning Glory in a few minutes, and they trying to get ready. But right now, it's Boss Battle. Boss Battle. I love this song. Y'all check this out. Boss Battle. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That is Boss Battle by the group Nebu, N-E-E-B-U. They are hot. They are really, really hot. They are smoking. Yes, y'all go ahead. Pop around, honey. But listen, I got to sip it after the show. Because listen, the artist Miss Nadea is coming up with Morning Glory. I can't be slipping no rum, you know, during Morning Glory. I can't do that. Y'all know the show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. Y'all know I like to entertain. So listen. Y'all know I like to entertain. And here doing no rum. So listen. Up next is Morning Glory. I love this song. Come on, Miss Nadea. She is awesome. Morning Glory. Yeah. Woo! Feel the fight. Did y'all feel that? Feel the fire.
There's something about the moment when I wake up from my close my eyes, 'cause I feel so blessed. I get on my knees before I even get dressed, and I thank Him, and I praise Him. I say, Lord, I thank You for all You've done for me.
All you can do after that song is drink a cold glass of water, honey. Drink a cold glass of water. More, that girl can sing. That's your ass show enough can sing. That's Morning Glory, Morning Glory. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Now, listen, y'all already know Mama was born with a pulpit in my heart. Okay, so let me get this to y'all real quick. I got one more song I got to play during this episode. Listen. Miss Danae. Okay, it's D-E-N-A-E. Let me get this out. Y'all know I'm a little excited. So listen, Morning Glory. I love that song, Morning Glory. Listen, my people. Listen, children. What you need, and the first thing in the mornings is the Morning Glory. Now, if you are a Christian, if you say you know the Lord, you know God, you know, I want to challenge you again to get into the Morning Glory. You know, in the scripture, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. That's Philippians 4:13. Listen, the Morning Glory. The Morning Glory. Oh, glory to God. The Morning Glory is wrapped up in that scripture. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Yes, you can. When you get into your prayer closet, early in the morning, get into your prayer closet. I am telling you, Philippians 4:13 will meet you there. It will meet you there. Yeah. It will meet you there. Philippians 4:13. We was talking about this earlier. I was talking about this with a young lady earlier today in a different show, and she was saying Philippians 4:13 is her favorite scripture. But listen, my people, if you need strength, you need to know that God is with you. The Morning Glory is the first thing in the morning. Listen, before you do anything, before you wash your face, before you brush your teeth, before you say, hey, husband, you know, before you say, hey, husband, hey, wife, meet God in the Morning Glory. It's nothing wrong with slipping, you know, for my married people. Ain't nothing wrong with slipping out of bed because he's sleepy anyway. She's sleepy anyway. At 5 or 6 in the morning, they sleeping. They ain't looking for you to be tapping on the bedpost. Talking about, hey, honey, y'all know what I'm talking about. Married folks, they ain't looking for you to be tapping at 5 or 6 in the morning. So all you got to do is slip on out of the bed. Make your way to the living room. Make your way to the kitchen. And have your Morning Glory. Honey, you make that spot always the place of your morning. The same spot. Go to the same spot. Living room, kitchen, wherever is your favorite place to just sit and kind of decompress. You go to that spot. Morning Glory every single day. You do that every single day. Listen, make it a habit. I am telling you, it will give you strength for the day. Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. I promise you that. That Morning Glory will take you throughout the day, honey. You'll be lit up. You'll be on fire. You'll be happy. That's the joy for the day. The Morning Glory really is the joy for your day. It gives you joy for the whole day. See, listen, I know a lot of people is having a struggle right now going through different things, but it is hard to go through stuff, especially in these days and times. It's hard to get through stuff if you ain't got God on the inside of you. You know, so listen. Honey, to an altar in your house. I always had an altar in my house. I don't care where I live, wherever I lived. If it was in Atlanta, if it was in Louisiana, if it was in New York, if wherever I was at, if it was on the north side of Chicago, south side, I always had an altar in my house. Oh, yes. I don't care if it was the smallest place I lived in or the hugest place I lived in. Always had an altar. I'm here to tell you, have an altar. An altar, what I'm talking about is a place of prayer. Your altar, the place of prayer. Listen, okay, I want y'all to do that. And it'll make a difference. It'll make a change in your life. You hear me? I want y'all to do that. Now, up next, the next song is coming up by the artist Nebu, N-E-E-B-U. Once again, N-E-E-B-U. And this is a lovely, lovely, lovely song. Just about out of time, but I'm going to get this song in right here. This is Chateau Piano. Y'all take a listen. Chateau Piano. That was awesome. That was amazing. That was Chateau Piano. Now, listen, what better musical showcase and salute for these two artists to be on the same platform at the same time? Listen, the artist Naboo and the artist Kirstisa Nade. Listen, let me tie this together for y'all. Now, listen, the artist Naboo, N-E-E-B-U, they take their creativity from the earth. Now, listen now. Now, listen. We know God is the creator of the universe and the earth, right? So, listen, that's why they're so talented. They use things in the universe. It's their creativity that came from God. So, listen, they are talented. They was born with talent, and it's on the inside of them because God gave them that talent and that gift. And Miss Nade, she sings the song Morning Glory. Of course, we know she knows the Lord. She knows the Lord. We can hear that in her singing, and God has given her such a spectacular talent singing Morning Glory, Morning Glory. So listen, these two is just phenomenal, phenomenal. Now, we have one artist that uses the universe and the earth as their way of creativity to create and bring forth music that words cannot really explain. That is just wonderful. Nobody can do that but God. Y'all know that. So listen, I got to get them up out of here because I am pretty much out of time. Now listen, y'all be good to one another. It is Saturday. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. Now listen, y'all cheering that I ain't got your mother no Mother's Day present yet. Y'all get on out that house and get your mother something really nice for Mother's Day. Go on and get on out there and get her something. You're supposed to give your mother a nice gift every day, every day, every day, every day. You know, you can give her, I love you, Mom. You know, I'm going to be good today, Mom. I'm talking about the young cheering. The young cheering. You know, young cheering don't have to be going out doing that. So, listen, my young babies, y'all make your mom some artwork. Do something really nice for your mom. Clean the house. Do something really nice. Fix up some breakfast, you know. But now it's all the older people, the older ones. Now, listen, y'all get y'all rusty, tusty, lazy butts up. Get on out the house and get your mom something really nice for Mother's Day. It's on tomorrow. Okay, y'all do that. And you fathers, you husbands, y'all know what you're supposed to be doing. I ain't even got to tell you. You know what you're supposed to be doing. So listen, y'all do what you got to do. Make tomorrow a special day. It's been a Stone Cold Blast on today. Woo, I am caught up in the morning glory right about here. Listen, I'm coming back later on today with another special musical salute and a musical showcase.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce, fierce, fierce,
she's that girl from a west.